Minutes past seven, Leslie Carwin is back with business, and we're getting news this morning about 4G for our phones.
Yes, Jim, thank you. Ofcom, the regulator of UK communications, has given us an indication of when we'll see the long-awaited auction of 4G bandwidth, bringing super-fast internet as you move around. Well, the actual bidding phase will start in early 2013, and 4G services could finally be offered to consumers later next year, says Ofcom. Eddie Murphy is a telecoms analyst and founder of Priory Consulting. Eddie Murphy, briefly, what is 4G and what does it mean for consumers?
Well, 4G is the next generation of mobile phone technologies. It's a bit like 3G, but it's faster and cheaper for the operators to use. It will provide a lot more capacity than we've got now. And that is actually getting quite important because in a lot of parts of the country, we're actually starting to run out of 3G capacity as people use their phones more intensively.
So crucially, will this announcement from Ofcom this morning be seen as yet another delay?
I'm afraid it probably is perceived as yet another delay. I think there was a general expectation that there would be at least a date for the auction announced this morning. So I think there's a general air of deflation around in the industry about that. But I think it's probably very important from Ofcom's point of view to get it right, because if they go down the road half-cocked and initiate some legal action, that could actually delay the process even more. So Ofcom are in a really difficult place. They're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't.
Why has the UK been so slow in launching 4G?
Well, there have been difficulties in the background regarding particularly some of the things resulting from the merger of Orange and T-Mobile to form Everything Everywhere. The spectrum that organisation has caused complications. Some of it has to be refarmed onto other areas. Some of it is actually currently being considered for use for delivery of 4G services ahead of the auction, and that's causing controversy and difficulty amongst the operators who jockey for position and worry terribly about their competitive position in a really difficult market.
So what will be the response from the mobile phone firms to what we've heard this morning?
I suspect you'll get a mixed set of reactions from the mobile phone operators. They will be disappointed that they can't proceed with their plans for 4G, although I suspect there will be some relief as well on the part of some operators that they've got a little bit more time to sort their own situation out.
Because briefly, they've been champing at the bit to get 4G.
I think most of them are chomping at the bit to get 4G, particularly in some city centre areas. The capacity is already pretty overstretched, and I think they will be very keen to get on at some point. But I think there are also issues to do with competitive positioning that they still probably need a bit of time to sort out.
OK, telecoms analyst Eddie Murphy, founder of Priory Consulting, thank you.